All right, welcome you guys. We are talking today about what are some of the keys to content marketing. So we're gonna give you some actionable items to jump in and get started. So you ready? Buckle up, let's go. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, welcome you guys. We are talking today about tips for content marketing and what are some of the hot top tips that you want to use and what are some of the top keys like to making sure that you have a successful content marketing strategy. So first of all, let's start off with what exactly is content marketing and why do we want to do it, right? Okay, so content marketing is essentially, it's the idea of creating effective content that is going to attract your audience through the steps. So most people think of it as that initial attraction piece, right? Which is true, but content marketing is actually used through all of the steps in your customer journey. And we use it to help bring them one step closer and one step closer and one step closer, ultimately to where they become raving fan purchasers and they are shouting your name from the rooftops. That's exactly what we want, right? So most digital marketers, what we do is we come up with, this is my new amazing thing. We build a really cool sales funnel or a webinar, like whatever our standard online practices are. And then we go and we do Facebook ads or we do YouTube ads and we do Google ads and we just throw money at it and it drives traffic. Does that work? Yes. So why would we even want to use content marketing strategies? Well, because I have some amazing stats here for you guys that I got from some other research sites as well, but these numbers are staggering. So let's dive in here. Overall, 90% of digital marketers are using content marketing in their strategy in some way. However, 70% of those lack a consistent, refined strategy. So all that effort is just getting poof, just wasted, right? The truth is that those who are effectively using content marketing and blogging and those kinds of strategies in their business are attracting 8 times the amount of traffic to your website without any paid ads, right? That's a pretty sexy number. 8 times as much traffic. You could do an awful lot with 8 times as much traffic to a funnel that's already converting. How awesome is that? Okay, so here's some more numbers. On average, content marketing costs 62% less than outbound marketing strategies, like those advertising strategies. Yet, it generates 3 times as many leads. That is also pretty staggering. Costs less, does better, right? Sounds too good to be true. Why do we not do it as digital marketers? Because it involves starting with that core strategy. I swear to you, and I am just as guilty as this, but we as entrepreneurs, we're like, fire, ready, aim. We just do things out of order because we get so excited about all the things that we're gonna do and sell and how we're gonna help people, right? And if you're starting from that core strategy and you're focusing on this game, now remember, it's a long-term game for content marketing. It's a thing that just like, it starts to build and it starts to build and then it just like compounds itself, right? But it's a long play. So you gotta be in it for the duration, but pretty worth it when you're talking about 62% less cost and 3 times as much traffic, right? That's sexy. Okay, got some more numbers for you, ready? 77% of the consumers out there, including your target audience, read blogs. So if you don't have a blog and you are not bringing people on to read information on your website, you are missing out. Because on average, small businesses with blogs get an estimated 126% more lead traffic when they have an effective blog. That's pretty insane, right? And finally, remember that I talked about content marketing is using content strategically through your customer journey. You're essentially giving your leads and your customers the information that they need at the time that they need it. And an effective strategy is going to know and understand the questions and problems and concerns and things that they have they want to solve, what their needs are at each step of the way. And you are giving them content that is answering and serving all of those needs. That is an effective strategy. When you're doing that, you can see how those businesses that are employing content marketing into their strategy are actually have a 7 times higher conversion rate because you're giving people what they want. Like if they're already out looking there, they're aware that they have a problem and they are searching. If they find you and you just keep serving them the information, it's a no-brainer. They are going to want your product or service because they know that it helps answer the problems that they have and that you are the trusted authority. They've seen and heard enough from you. They know, like, and trust you, and they're ready to buy, right? So how do you actually get started with content marketing in your business? Whether you are a corporation and you already have an entire full marketing team, or you're a solopreneur or somewhere in between, you're just a really amazing entrepreneur and you have a VA and maybe somebody else that works with you. How can you get going with an effective content marketing strategy? Because it is a long game and it does take creating effectively good content, right? All right, so the good news is that most of these things can be outsourced. The only stuff that has to come from you is that original core content, the stuff that's coming out of your brain, right? And the strategy, because you can't hire anybody unless you have an effective roadmap. So a lot of businesses will hire content marketing agencies, and that is fantastic. In fact, that is the model that we have pivoted into even here at Formula Done, is a content marketing agency. But before you are ready to engage with any agency, marketing agency, or content marketing agency, you need to understand and know the basics for yourself, right? You should understand how content marketing works and how it's going to fit into your business, which means that you need to know your customer life cycle, your customer journey, whatever you want to call it, right? But in the attraction phase, when you're out and you're doing your marketing, you're trying to grab that attention, what are the needs and the pain points there? Then as people start to come into your world and they're wanting more information, what are the continued questions that they have? What are the needs that they need to solve at that point? And then for the actual sales conversion part, what are the needs? What are the questions? What are the objections and stuff that they have at that point? And then once you bring them in and you're actually delivering your information, what do you need to do to help them have the most amazing experience ever and to be able to continue ascending through your value ladder and telling all of their friends all about how amazing what you are doing to help them is and how it's helping them, right? You want them out there spreading that word. Understanding each of these phases and really focusing, very laser focused on who the person is and exactly what their needs are at each one of those steps, and knowing that information is gonna help build the most effective content marketing strategy ever. All right, so how do we know if we actually have an effective content marketing strategy or if our content marketing agency is actually being effective? Well, in order to know that, you have to know what are your goals. There are many things that you can work towards accomplishing. Maybe you want increased authority. Maybe you just want increased traffic. Maybe you're driving straight for increased sales. Maybe you're just looking for more brand awareness and recognition. There are many different reasons, and chances are you're probably after more than one of them, right? But you want to know specifically what you are trying to get out of content marketing and what the measurement for your desired outcome is. So if you are really focusing on sales, for example, we probably really want to focus on the sales portion, the conversion portion of your customer journey, and how is the information being delivered in there? And chances are, at that point in the stage, you have their information. So there's going to be some emails, text messages, there's going to be more direct related communication. So you're going to want to know what the metrics are of open rates, click-through rates, actual sale rates for each of your funnels, for your programs. These are things that you're going to want to focus on. Now, if you're out and you just are more wanting to more focus on brand recognition and awareness, then your metrics are going to be more guided in terms of how many people are hitting our website, how many people are searching us each month, how many people are visiting our Facebook page. Those are the types of metrics that you're going to want to focus on. There are many, many metrics out there, but the ones that are most important to you are the ones that are going to measure the effectiveness of this strategy against your desired outcome. Makes total sense, right? So we have to know what those KPIs, those key performance indicators are. So you need to understand where you're focusing, what your desired outcome is, and then what KPIs you want to measure, and take a look at what is the baseline. Where are you starting right now? Is it zero? Cool. You can totally go up from there, right? If you're already, chances are you're already in business, you already have some information. So you want to know, how much traffic are you currently getting to your website right now anyway? And how do you even measure that, right? These are the things that you want to make sure that you have in force before you even go out to hire any kind of a content marketing agency. So now that you understand that core strategy, we are going to give you the six keys that you need to set up your own or hire an external content marketing agency. You ready? Six keys, here we go. Okay, the first one is making sure that you have already gone through that core strategy work. The stuff that we just talked about, you don't get to skip it. Numbers can be really sexy. You need to know who you're targeting, where you're gonna use your content, and what your desired outcomes are, what you're gonna measure, and where you're currently at. Okay, number two, we covered a little bit in that strategy. That is knowing your customer. You need to know your customer inside and out. What are the questions that they are asking at every step in your process? What are the big objections that they have? What are the desires? What are their needs? What are their goals? And then how exactly does your product or service or your lead magnet or your next program, wherever they're at in that customer journey, what do you have that matches up directly to their needs? And that's the content that we want to plug in at that stage. Number three, we want to know what your repurpose goals are. We know that you are going to be producing some of the initial content and some of the initial topics. So other people are going to be repurposing that or creating, curating content, things like that. So you want to know, where are you wanting to go? A lot of this comes from understanding your customer, but what platforms are you wanting to share on? And what types of media are you willing to create? If you're a person that hates camera and you're like, no way do I want to be on camera at all. Cool. Maybe your audience doesn't, you know, you find that video is not engaging, although I will say video is the top engaging media. So, but maybe, you know, your audience is much more, like, for instance, I have a friend who does Medicare insurance, and she can get some of her audience to watch videos, but because of the age range of her target customer, she actually finds that she does a lot better with written material. So she knows that her media needs to be focused on handwritten packages, typed letters, typed emails, text messages, things that are going to go out because her audience is more likely to engage. So you want to be thinking about, like, what are the things that your audience is used to and likes to actually absorb for all of their media. That is the types of content media that we want to repurpose towards, if that makes sense. So basically we want to know what they like, how they want to receive their information, and that's what we want to repurpose for. There, that says it a lot better, right? So then we have metrics. So what you want to do is make sure, we talked about this a little bit in setting up your strategy, but once you have your initial KPIs and you're like, this is what we're going to measure, having a system and a place or a process in place to keep those metrics going is going to save your sanity. Trust me on this, I promise. So you want to really develop, here's the numbers that I want to see on a weekly, quarterly, daily, yearly, whatever the basis is, and know like this is what I want to be able to see. And then make sure that you have something in place, somebody on your team, some way that that information is going to get to you. If you're working with a content marketing agency, they are handling all of those numbers for you. You need to be very clear about these are the KPIs that I want to be able to see in order for me to know that what the work we're doing is being effective. This is what I want to see on this kind of a basis. That will absolutely save you as the business owner, not having to track down the numbers, but also knowing how well the strategy is working so that you can continue to adjust any of your strategies for the next year. Number five, we want to be flexible. Being flexible means this is a couple of things. This is a long-term game, right? So you want to be patient. It's going to take some time for this stuff to really accumulate. We are talking about a lot of blog SEO work, and it takes time for that Google. Like, think of Google as kind of this this like really large freighter in the ocean, right? And they have all the traffic of your customers, and it takes them a while to see that you're this awesome port of destination that they want to go to. And so, and then once they kind of see it, then they're going to start steering towards it, right? But it's going to take a while for that thing to kind of move around. Now it's starting to come towards your direction, right? But as they continue sending information, it just compounds and compounds and compounds. So the long-term strategy is totally worth it, especially given the numbers that we talked about in the beginning. But being patient is definitely one of the things that you want to focus on in terms of flexibility. The other is your media and the placements. So keep in mind, like right now, always new technologies are emerging, but right now there's a lot of VR, virtual reality based things. That could be something that's like, I want to keep that on my radar because that would be something that my audience would be really interested in. And if we were one of the first ones to come out with something that's VR related, that would put you right in the spot of like, ooh, grabbing all that awesome attention, right? Or one of my customers actually really focuses on high playing businesses who are like high level entrepreneurs, right? So given all of the weirdness that has happened in the US around election time and things like Facebook, Twitter, there's some social media platforms like that have been not so looked on favorably by certain parts of the demographics, right? So I don't care where you sit, either side of the fence, but knowing your audience. And she tells me my audience is gonna be pissed off at this, and they are turning towards, you know, one of the new social platforms like Parler. So that's one that we are like, okay, being flexible in knowing, all right, maybe this is where your audience is gonna be. So understanding that platform and being able to share your content, reproduce your content, and promote it out on new platforms. So just being flexible in terms of technology and how everything changes around us. All right, and finally, number six, quality. Make sure that whether it is you're setting this up as a internal content marketing team or you are hiring a content marketing agency, paying for quality. This content is going to speak for you. So knowing that you're putting in the highest outsourced parts of content marketing are writing and graphic design. Those are two of the things that you can easily get done, but there's of course levels of anything, right? So you want to make sure when you have consistent branding, when you have consistently good quality, when you're putting stuff out that doesn't have typos, that doesn't just look like a kindergartner just did it, right? these are the things that are going to help elevate your brand and also maintain that know, like, and trust factor, because as people get to know you, they can see that you're consistent and you consistently are giving good content, good quality content that they are enjoying, which just makes them go, you know what? If I'm getting all this for free, I bet the paid version is that much better. So there you go. There are six keys to getting started in content marketing. So whether you are hiring a content marketing agency or you're setting up your own internal agency, don't let me scare you with the name agency. Really, we're just talking about a group of people who are going to follow the content marketing plan that you have that will help you get to your end goal of success, right? That's it. All right. So to let you know, I am actually doing a workshop. And this will be a repeating workshop. So whenever you're listening to this, go check it out and listen. Just go to thevirtualgen.com. You can go find out where we are at and how you can get involved with this workshop. But this is covering your core strategy. And this is walking you through all setting up all of these things. We're going to look at your audience. We're going to map your content. We're going to determine your KPIs. Figure out where you're gonna start, what kind of content you're produce, and then exactly when you're gonna publish it, where you're gonna publish it, and how it's gonna be repurposed, and all of that. So like that's a great workshop we're actually gonna be walking through. And if you want to get involved in that, go check out thevirtualgen.com on how you can get involved. Otherwise, I hope that you enjoy this, and I'd love to hear how you are starting to implement some content marketing strategies into your business so that you can start to take advantage of that 7x conversion rate, the 3x traffic rate. Those are some pretty sexy numbers that we could all benefit from as digital marketers. All right, see you on the next one, guys.